This is chapter number 6. I don't know, is it your custom to stand for reading of God's word? Would it be all right tonight if we're able to do that? We'll do that together tonight. Galatians chapter number 6. And the Apostle Paul writes these words in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, but we love this verse, don't we? God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that ye may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. I want to focus on three particular verses here tonight. One is verse number 2, where Paul instructs the church at Galatia there, and consequently us tonight in application. Verse number 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In verse number 5, he says, for every man shall bear his own burden. And then verse number 17, he says, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I'll preach on the subject, bearing burdens. Bearing burdens. Let's pray. Father, thank you for tonight, for the folks that have purposed to be out tonight. Pray that you might bless them for it, and pray that your word will go forth and not return void. Father, please, may your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, church. You may be seated. Well, it's good to be in church tonight. Amen. Appreciate being over here. My car is starting to know the way all by itself. Amen. A number of years ago, when we lived down in South Texas, we were members of a church in Corpus Christi, Texas. The pastor there used to say this on something of a regular basis, quote, a Christian without a burden is a freak. What he meant by that is we need burdens in our life to develop us. We need burdens in our life to trust the Lord more. We need burdens in our life to improve our prayer life. And a Christian without a burden, it's not natural. He's a freak, if you will. Now, we don't go around looking for burdens. Lord, give me another burden. I can handle it. I lay another one on me. But there are some burdens that we do bear in life that come upon us, and some of them come upon all of us, like the burden to win souls, the burden to grow in the Lord, the burden to grow closer to Him. We have those burdens laid upon us, if you will. Spiritual burdens, but there are a number of burdens that come upon us in life, and we wonder how we're going to bear up under them. How do we carry these burdens? Well, he tells us very clearly here in verse number 2 that we should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He's already been talking to these Jews about the law of Moses. They knew the law of Moses. Now he's saying we have a new law. It's the law of Christ. And the law of Christ involves bearing one another's burdens. And so we take these burdens, and those of us which are spiritual, says in verse number 1, are to help those people who are bearing burdens that are unbearable for them, even of themselves. Someone else needs your help. And sometimes you need somebody else's help. We have brothers sometimes that are bearing burdens that's almost too much for them to bear by themselves. And there's times when we're bearing burdens, we just almost crumble underneath them. And it's a blessing to have somebody else come alongside and help us bear that burden. Amen. To be in prayer with us about us, to give us wisdom, give us the counsel, sometimes just to be there. Sometimes it's a blessing just to have somebody bear that burden, help us do that. He tells us also very clearly in verse number 5 that there's a personal burden that must be borne. Verse 5, for every man shall bear his own burdens. So these are burdens that are laid upon me or laid upon you as an individual Christian. It's ours to bear. It's nobody else's responsibility per se. It's ours to bear. And so we need to learn how to bear that responsibility ourselves, that burden ourselves, and learn to do that. Then he also tells us clearly in verse 17 that he bears in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's some marks that he bears in his life, the Apostle Paul. It's a testimony of serving Christ. It's evidence. These marks are evidence of his serving the Lord and what he went through in his personal Christian life. I said, number one, we need to learn to bear one another's burdens. We need each other. Sometimes we sing old song, for I cannot bear these burdens alone. And boy, that's so true, isn't it? Cannot bear these burdens alone. Sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes it's too heavy. Sometimes the burdens are so strong and so serious and so heavy, they're just overwhelming as far as them just coming upon us like a wave of sea time and time again, just beating against us, if you will. And it's just almost too much to bear by ourselves. And it's such a blessing to have somebody else come alongside and help us bear that burden. This is such a true thing. I was thinking about Noah and the ark. What a burden that he bore for all those years that he was building that ark, but he didn't bear it alone. He had his sons and he had his son-in-laws and the daughters and has had this family around him helping bear this burden. But as the world walked by and they mocked at him and jeered at him, and the Bible says that he was a preacher of righteousness, and he's preaching while he's building the ark, that no man stepped up and got saved. No man stepped up and said, I'll help you build this boat. I'll help you build this ark. And we don't know what an ark is. We've never seen one before. But we'll help you, Brother Noah, if that's the need of the hour. This is almost too much for one man to take on by himself. And so he had the family to help him bear that burden. I was thinking about Moses as he went through the wilderness wandering, leading those Jews. Amen. Boy, if you're going to lead 1 million or plus Jews through the wilderness, you're going to need some help. And Joshua was there with him, helping bear that burden through the wilderness. Then there was a day that Moses died, and we read that in Joshua chapter 1, where Moses died, and Joshua took over. God had him in place to take that. Then he bore that burden and had someone help him bear that burden of leadership. Sometimes leadership needs help and needs someone to come alongside and help them bear that burden. And boy, what a blessing it is to look at the Bible and see men who have borne burdens, heavy weights, heavy responsibility, and yet they weren't in it alone. I say about the Apostle Paul and Mark. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, that he asked him to bring Mark with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Now let me pause for a minute. Are you profitable for your pastor for the ministry? Is your support of him in the ministry here and the ministry God has for him, is it profitable to him for the ministry? We're either a church member that is profitable or non-profitable. We're either a profit to the pastor or we're a liability. God help us not to be that way, amen? And Paul had a great need for Mark to be with him. He had some burdens to bear, and he needed someone to help him bear these burdens of spreading the gospel and being instrumental in churches starting and going throughout the known world at the time. And Mark was somebody that he could trust. Oh, he had Demas with him for a while, but Demas loved this present world and forsook him. And boy, we have people do that, don't we? We've seen it in churches. People come in, we're all excited, and then for some reason they depart. Having of this present world, sometimes that's a distraction and an attraction. Most worlds got all kinds of ways to pull a person's heart away from the Lord and away from church. And so we need to be careful tonight that we're somebody that's a profitable to the pastor for the ministry. God's placed him here in this ministry at this church, and he's been faithful in it. And it's a blessing to know, for him to know that while he's gone, that when he comes back home, there's people that have stood in the gap. It had been a blessing that have held his arms up, if you will, like they did with Moses that time, and were profitable to him for the ministry. What a blessing that is, amen. Not to be a burden, but to bear the burden, to be a help. You ever think of a little donkey? And Jesus rode one into Jerusalem one time, didn't he? And why are donkeys so significant in the scripture? Well, they're kind of nondescript, but they're there. They're always available. And they're burden bearers. Man, they can carry the weight. That little bitty critter, you look at one, you look at that little thing, and say, man, they could carry a lot of weight. Amen. I can see a camel carrying a lot of weight. That's a big creature. But a little donkey carrying weight, 200 or 300, 400 pounds worth of weight, if you will. They're just burden bearers. And we ought to be that way. We'll be able to help bear the burden of others, if you will, as they go along. We have, we have a number of family members right now. It just seems like when it rains, it pours. We have family members in Nebraska. We have them in Wichita, Kansas. We have them in South Texas. And it's all like this last few weeks. It's just all of them have these serious health issues. Some of them are in intensive care. One of them, a friend down south, it doesn't look like he's going to pull out of it. And the prayers go out. Amen. What's that doing? It's helping them bear that burden. The phone calls come in. What's that doing? It's helping them bear the burden, see? The letters come in. What do those notes do? It helps bear the burden. And it's a blessing to get a note on a little piece of paper, and maybe somebody slipped it into your Bible, and you get home and you open up your Bible and see a note from somebody. Just a verse sometimes is quoted. Sometimes you just write down a verse, and they get home and read it. It's such an encouragement to them. It just lifts them and encourages them, if you will. Lifts them up and keeps them from stumbling through things in life. I tell you, we need each other. Yeah, we need each other. It's a church body. I'll say it like I'm a member here, though I'm not. But it's a church body, fitly framed together. Well, we need each other, amen. I mean, every joint supplieth the needs, but we need each other. And I was preaching somewhere the other day, and I said, you know, if I lost a hand, I'd miss it. If I lost an arm, I'd miss it. If I lost a leg, I'd miss it. If I lost my brain, maybe not. But maybe not so much. But there are members of my body that I'd miss, amen. And sometimes these members, they start talking to me as I get older. I'm 75 now, and it just feels weird sometimes being the same age as old people. Did I say that okay? Listen, but we need to realize, hey, as we get older, these infirmities come, and we need to learn to bear up under them. And sometimes it's just, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, whether it's the loss of a friend or family member, well, there just needs to be somebody to help us bear that burden. Here, let me help you with that. I want you to have been praying for you. And not only that, let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. I wonder how many times we've told somebody we'd pray for them. Boy, I'm under conviction right now. And we didn't pray for them. I mean, not really. We really didn't stop what we were doing. We should have. I wonder if they would call back later, did you pray for me? Wow. That might hurt. But boy, that's okay. Truth divides. Truth can bring us under conviction. For you, let me pray with you over the phone before we hang up. And let me pray with you before I leave today, you know. And that type of encouragement, if you will. I know that before I went into the pastorate years ago, one thing that, you know, it caused me to hesitate surrendering to the ministry was I just did not want to go to hospitals and visit people. That just bothered me to no end. I didn't want to go in and see them. I didn't know what to say if I got there. I'd go up the door, and I was hoping the nurses would be busy, and I said, well, I'll come back another time. You know, I had all those excuses, if you will. But when you start doing that, and you show up, and they puts a smile on their face, you really don't have to say hardly anything. Just sit there and visit with them a while, and hold their hand, perhaps, and have a word of prayer with them, and just encourage them. But what a blessing it is. Just bearing one another's burdens. And then verse number 5, we have another burden to bear, and that is, for every man shall bear his own burdens. You know, when Moses was on the backside of the desert, he was bearing a burden for having killed a man, and he had to bear that burden. Yes, he did. That was his burden. Nobody else could carry that punishment, that burden for him. Nobody else could do it. I always make a little bit of light of that because he worked for his father-in-law for 40 years, and I got 4 son-in-laws. I'd love for them to work for me for 40 years. That'd be a blessing, amen? I'm not sure it's applicable, but it makes me feel good when I say it. But you know, being on the backside of the desert as a responsibility for your actions, your sin, that's a burden to be borne. No doubt, the Bible doesn't say, but no doubt for 40 years he thought about that. I know why I'm here. I know why I'm on the backside of the desert. I know why I'm taking care of my father-in-law's livestock. I know why I'm here. It's because of my actions. And I've got to bear this burden. I don't know how long this penalty is going to go on, but I sure pray it comes to an end. And one day it did, when God spoke to him out of burning bushes. He said, to go down and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Now he took on a different kind of burden that was his. Now he had to lead people. Then he had another burden. He had to go up to Mount Sinai and receive 10 commandments for the Lord. Boy, that's a commandment to bear the word of God. Boy, what a burden that is. What a blessing that is. There's blessings in some burdens. And this is a burden that's a real blessing, is bearing the word of God and bringing it down to God's people. And that's something that he had to go up there by himself and do. And then striking that rock the second time. Boy, what a burden that he brought on himself. When God told him to strike it once, God told him to speak to it the second time, but he strikes it the second time. Now what's the burden that he's bearing? Well, now it's another penalty. He can't go into Canaan land. But he gets from up on Mount Pisgah's lofty heights, and he views it from afar, but he doesn't get to go in. And he knows why he can't go in, but he's bearing that burden. But he's seeing the blessing of the people go in and gain victory over the land. And so sometimes we have personal burdens that we brought on ourselves, or personal burdens that have been placed on us that we have to bear ourselves, and nobody else can bear it for us. I was thinking about John the Baptist, who had to go into the wilderness in preparation for his public ministry. He comes out preaching repentance, and people start getting saved, and he starts baptizing them. And boy, what a unique ministry he had. The only person ever baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, what a blessing that was. But the burden of preparation, the burden of responsibility to baptize the Lord, boy, what a burden that was. And then he's in prison, getting ready to lose his head over preaching truth. Well, what a burden that is. Knowing what's going to take place, and knowing it's taking place is a penalty from the state because he's only did what God asked him to do. What a burden that must have been during that time frame when he was in prison. But he had to bear that burden himself. Now, thought about our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, bearing the burden of what the Father was laying upon him, coming out being tempted by Satan in all three areas of sin, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life, and bearing that burden alone. And then the mockery trials that he went through from magistrate to magistrate, and he had to bear those things and never spoke a word in defense of himself. And then Calvary comes. And on Calvary, he bears your sin and my sin. It was not his sin. He who knew no sin took our sin upon him and bore our sin on Calvary. What a burden that he bore. I mean, bearing just the sins of Richard Martin must have been a heavy weight, but bearing the sins of humanity, boy, what a weight that must have been on him. But nobody else could do that. Nobody else could take his place on Calvary. This is God's appointment for him. And so, like these men and others in the scriptures, all of us tonight have burdens that we have to bear on our own. I've got some burdens that nobody can help me bear. They're mine. My wife's got some burdens that are hers. I'm her burden. And nobody else can help her carry this one. And so I'll pray for her. Light a candle for her. No. But we all have burdens, personal burdens. They're either laid upon us or to develop us, or laid upon us as a result of transgression, or they're laid upon us for as a way of testimony. I think of Job of old. And so there's all kinds of reasons for having burdens, but they're personal burdens, and nobody can help us carry those. We have to do it ourselves. So we bear one another's burdens. We carry our own burdens. And then also the Apostle Paul said in verse 17, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. He bore in his body the marks which he bore, which he received for serving the Lord. What an amazing, amazing thing that was in his life. Amen. I want to try to show you some of those things tonight that he went through. And as is my custom, I've got the wrong text. Let me see if it's this other one. Amen. Let's see. Where was that? That was in, let me think a minute. I've got it. I'm not leaving. We're in no hurry, are we? I got this thing. Let's see. Where was that? I may have to pass. No. Let's see here. I don't know, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe it says. Let me see. See if that's accurate. If not, it's still a good text. I'm just not sure it's what I want. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 20. Yes, this is it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20. Listen to the marks that the Apostle Paul bore in his body. Why? For the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you in the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Listen to these marks that he bore. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me, the burdens, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. There's a man who carried some weight. Yes, he is. There's a man who carried some burdens. And these burdens left a mark upon him. But these marks were testimonies of his fidelity to Christ and his cause. And so he bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as you serve the Lord, as we serve the Lord, listen, there's going to be some marks as evidence of a testimony that we've served him. Whether it comes as ridicule, whether it comes as sarcasm, whether it comes as lies, whatever the case might be, these marks, whether they be spiritual, whether they be physical, they're going to be marked. There's going to be some evidence that you have walked with Christ. Are we any less, are we any greater, let me say it that way, than Apostle Paul, that we should go through our Christian life serving him and not getting any marks for it, not being any evidence of that, of having served him? And so we may not receive the same type of marks and the same type of rejection as the Apostle Paul, and certainly not as much as the Lord did. But there's going to be some times in our life where we're going to be despised and rejected men also to some degree. There's going to be some times in our life as a church body, if you will, serving the Lord, there's just going to be some influences from the outside of the world and this community trying to slander this church and put it down and talk derogatorily of it and slander it. But if you just keep on doing right and keep on preaching truth and singing unto him, hey, it'll be worth it all when you see him. Then Paul say he is persuaded neither life nor death, nothing's able to separate us from the love of Christ, God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it doesn't matter in that regard what takes place, but there will be some things take place. And if you serve the Lord, some things are going to happen. They're going to mark you that you have been serving him. But so be it. You don't do it for it to be a martyrdom. You're not. It's not a poor little me. Look what's happening to me. Look what I'm going through. It's not that kind of a pity party. It's a, I don't understand it, but I trust him. And we sing all kinds of songs if we think about it. Sometimes I think we go numb, brain numb when we're singing songs, don't really think about it. But we need to think about songs as we sing them. Though no one follows, still go with me, still I'll follow. And we sing songs of that nature that says, you know, I'm going to go on for him no matter what. And so whether we have burdens that we need somebody to help us bear, or we know somebody's going through something, we need to help them bear that burden. We have personal burdens that are just ours to bear. For whatever reason, no matter how that takes place, there's going to be some evidence of it in our life. And it's something to be thankful for and proud of. Not prideful, but prideful that the Lord could trust me with something. That he would enable me to do something. That he would empower me to do something. And so whatever the case might be, well, we need to just trust him with some things. So the Apostle Paul is accurate in all of his scripture writing because it's inspired by the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is the author of scripture. And he's challenged him, encouraged him, spoken to him, and inspired him, even in the book of Philippians, to write these words: "We can do all things through Christ who strengtheth me." No matter what the burden is, you can do it. If it's something he's given you to do, then you can do it. And we can do all things through him who strengtheth us. Building a church, relocating, starting over, continuing on, no matter how old the church is, that's a burden to be borne. But you can do it because we can do all things through Christ who strengtheth us. The last 2 weeks, I've been to two different churches celebrating their anniversary. The first one was our church in Cassville, Bible Baptist Church, 70 years anniversary. 70 years, amen. And we had a big day, had three different preachers come in, and the name of the church is the Bible Baptist Church. So one of them preached on the Bible, one of them preached on Baptist, one of them preached on the church, and then a revival meeting started, and then we have a preacher's fellowship on that Tuesday, and preachers show up here, pastor came, and so forth, and things of this nature. And then our revival went through Wednesday night, and then she and I got in the car Friday and went to Wichita, Kansas, where another one of our son-in-law's pastors and Bethel Baptist Church, they celebrated 68 years as a church ministry there at Bethel Baptist in Wichita, and had the same order of services, pretty much. They didn't have three preachers on Sunday. They had two. I taught Sunday school, and Brother Sam Davison preached Sunday afternoon, and then Tuesday, they had a preacher's meeting, and three different preachers preached at the preacher's meeting and so forth. Anyway, but over the last 2 weeks, I've heard 500 sermons, it seems like, you know, going to church. And somewhere in there, the Lord begins to work on your heart and say, you know, it doesn't matter what's happened. You just keep on going. Thankful that those churches are gone for 68 years and 70 years. And I don't know how old this church is, but however old it is, you just keep going. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And though we feel weak at times, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm going to close with this thought tonight, if I may please, out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 11. Well, Brother Martin, I tell you, sometimes this weight I'm carrying, this burden, it's just, I've really got to have some help with it, and I haven't been able to find anybody that I sure need some help. Look at the words of Jesus in Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. This great invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Watch this, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Imagine that? Yoking up with the Lord makes the burden, whatever it is, light. Light. Think about that. Makes it light. What a blessing that is. Whether we help someone else bear their burdens, whether we need to help bearing ours, whether we have to bear our own, whatever the case might be, we're never alone. If we yoke up with him, I mean, he's meek and lowly in heart. We can find rest under our souls. No wonder King David wrote Psalm 23. The Lord just brought him rest, laid him beside still waters, restored his soul. And I wonder he allowed the Lord to be his shepherd, personally, my shepherd. And here in this text, we see where the Lord just works in a great way. Want to come alongside and yoke up with him, amen. Have you ever seen horses or oxen yoked up together? I've seen many of them, but they were all on a Western that I watched. But anyway, I've seen many of them. And boy, they can pull a load, can't they? Yeah, they yoke up together and they're pulling it. They're pulling it. Boy, his yoke's easy and his burden's light. Whether you're bearing a burden tonight or not, I don't know. But I'd like to be encouragement and tell you that someday you will. This will be a blessing to share that with you. But when you do, and when it comes, yoke up with him. Everything be all right. Amen. We'll just stand for prayer tonight and have a time of invitation. Feel free to come and place a prayer and just thank the Lord for always being there and asking him if there's somebody that maybe you could help bear their burden. Father, in Christ's name, pray that you take this message tonight, if you would, please, and finish it in hearts. And Father, we are people of burden. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's heavy. may we always come to you and ask you to help us with it. Thank you for the burdens you've given us in life. It's made us a better people. Father, please be with this invitation. May thy will be done. In Jesus' name. How I trust him. O'er and o'er. Is that? You don't know what page it is, Ken? Okay.